So this is the Angelic Teens course, and this is August the 12th. So this is our first class, and so in this class I'm going to go over what you need to do to hire the angels or whatever divine beings you want to work with you, and answer any questions about that, and then we will do some clearing on any spirituality kind of issues that anybody has, including whatever it is that I'm guided to do, which will involve some kind of meditation. I'm not really sure about all the details because I didn't tell them to me. Okay. So hiring angels is actually very simple. You just put the request out there. And if you have particular angels that you want to work with or angels that work with a particular issue, you put that in your request also there. In your request as well. So, you don't actually need to specify, unless specifying is something that you enjoy doing. You can ask for what angels are for your highest good. You can have a conversation with them. Pretend that the angels are all sitting with you, wherever you're sitting, and so every chair has an angel in it or a divine being, whoever it is you want to hire, and just talk to them like you would talk to people if they were sitting there. You tell them what it is that is your goal. What is it that you're trying to achieve as a result of this? It could be a life that has balance and harmony. It could be releasing you from the false beliefs that have tied you down all of your life. It could be having incredible, wonderful, magical relationships. It could be having so much money that you can't possibly spend it. It could be having perfect health that you never, ever, ever even need to think about taking an aspirin because you feel so incredibly good all the time. So you can make your goals as big or as small as you want them to be. And you can always, always go back and change them. So when I did this several years ago, I got myself a little notebook and I put in here, over 2 years ago, what the objective was, what it is that I wanted to have in my life. And I also put goals that I wanted to achieve. And then I actually hired three, maybe four different angelic teams. I had a team for money, a team for success, a team for health, and a team for relationship. Now, you can have separate teams, or you can just have one team. So my goals were to have an open heart that radiated love, and that has actually gotten a lot better. To have a drama-free life, that has gotten incredibly better. Having a loving partnership in my life, I've got that now. Being a clear channel for guidance, that has improved as well. Having enough energy to live fully, most days that's absolutely no problem. So the things that I said that I wanted are the things that are actually coming true in my life. So you need to decide on your goals, and if you have goals that are popping into your head now, go ahead and write them down so that you can have a clear idea of what it is you want to achieve so that you will know whether or not this is actually working for you. I also wrote a list of intentions about my team. And my team includes angels and dolphins and some whales, and there's fairies, and there's gnomes. And, ooh, I've got dragons, too. And so all of these divine beings are part of my team. And I don't remember specifying, you know, exactly who was going to be on there, but they all know what it is I'm looking for. So my intentions were things like, all my angelic dolphin teams are doing their perfect work here and now. All of my angelic dolphin teams clear and adjust me for my highest good. What I ask my angelic dolphin teams for, I always receive in the way that is for my highest good. I trust my angelic dolphin teams, and I overflow with the love that they have for me. I am truly grateful for all that they bring into my life. And so I would start off every morning by reading those statements, because that kind of put me in the energy of working with my team. So when you set up your team, or your team, whichever way you're going, give them beauty. Let them know what it is that you want them to do. And I will give you an example of that. For my success team, they had 7 duties. The first one was to attract 4 or more paying clients to my coaching business every day. The second one was to guide me to the knowledge and wisdom to completely clear and release all of my blocks to success. The third was to guide me to business changes and opportunities that resonate with my heart. Next was to make me aware of any blocks or hindrances that I have to my success. Next was to maximize all of my business endeavors. Next was to create within me a knowing of being successful. So I was asking them to make the changes within me, so that I could actually allow myself to be successful. So when you're giving them duties, make sure that you are asking them to change things in you, because they're not going to change things out there in the world. Everything out there in the world is absolutely fine. If there's something that you're not attracting into your life, it's because of some beliefs that you have about yourself, about what's possible in your life. So, you know, don't write down, I want you to change the members of my family and make them into these wonderful, happy, and agreeable people who never, ever, ever impose it on me, because they're not going to do it. Because everybody has the freedom to create their life the way they are choosing for it to be. Your choices are about you. So make sure everything is focused on you. So this is just another way for you to actually put yourself first, which is another thing guidance is always telling us time after time after time. Look at yourself. It's about you. Okay, so are there any questions about any of that?
No, I want all the ones you have.
Yeah,
I just couldn't write them down fast enough. I'm trying to
yeah.
write them all down, but everything that you have there, I want for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you email that to us, Barbara Grace, please?
Okay. Whoever that was, you were breaking up, and I couldn't hear you.
Oh, this is Anne. Would you mind emailing us your list so we can see it, use that as a basis to start ours?
Okay, Anne, I think that's you, and you're really breaking up.
She wants you to duplicate your list so we can use it for our
time. Oh, okay.
Like to email it to us so that we can use what you have, because it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds
pretty good.
Yeah.
Exactly, I really want you guys to write your own things that you want.
But you know what? Everything you said pretty much resonates with everything I want to do. You really did. Everything you every topic was everything I want to achieve.
You know, yours is like the basic pound cake, okay? And then if we get that, we can put in our own strawberry shortcake and cream and, you know, other chocolate dressing on top.
Okay, I can write myself a note to send you guys an email with some suggestions. Duties, intentions.
How many teams do you have? Did you say four or five or?
I have four.
Okay, because I wrote the same four down. Okay. Success, health, money, and relationship.
Uh huh.
Okay.
And, you know, you can, instead of saying success, you can make it career, you can make it life path, you can make it whatever it is that you want to make it.
Okay.
Because this
yeah.
is about what you want to change in your own life.
Everything.
Okay, you laugh, but I think the angels might have started working with me already because an hour before I started on this call, I was guided to pick up a book that has been sitting for months on my dresser that I haven't finished reading, and I just flipped it to the exact page I needed to read, and it's about these CDs, it's called Inner Talk, that subliminally help you to reprogram your belief about what's possible and what's not possible. And I just was guided to put down a whole bunch of issues such as, you know, reversing hair loss and, you know, just things I never even thought about that you could do.
Take some prenatal vitamins will grow your hair back.
Oh, really?
I've been taking
okay. But anyway, so
vitamins.
It resonated with me with what yeah. Barbara Grace just said, that, you know, the angels will help us to change what we think is possible and what we think is not possible. So I hadn't thought before that you can do something about reversing hair loss. But thank you for the prenatal vitamin suggestion.
You know, and biotin, keratin, vitamin E, all those things I've been taking, and my hair, it all came back.
Okay, so keratin, vitamin E, and prenatal vitamins, right?
And biotin. And then there's actually a herb out there that has hair, skin, and nails. There's another, there's one that includes all, I take all of them twice a day.
Oh, well, if you want to share that by email, I would love it because I couldn't write that fast enough.
Okay, can I have, you know, I don't know how you do that then. I need to.
Well, you can just send it to Barbara Grace and she can share
okay.
it with all of us. Thank you.
Okay.
That's
sure.
true. You can send it to me and I'll send it to everybody.
Okay.
And
I didn't know
can
that
we invite,
helpful, but okay.
Can we invite Ascended Masters and just everybody to be part of our team?
You can invite anybody and everybody. Okay, I'm laughing because they're showing me this image in my mind of, oh, yeah, it's going to be a great party, and we're just going to have a blast. And there's a whole bunch of Ascended Masters and Archangels and Angels and the Dragons, and they're just sitting
wow.
around sipping cocktails is what it's like, just laughing. Okay, so, yeah, it's fine
great.
If you're inviting them.
Well, one of the thoughts that I have, and I don't know, Barbara Grace, if the angels are going to give you some feedback about this, is that I've been feeling strongly that part of the problems that we humans create on this earth is that we keep forgetting that there are other life forms that we should co-create with and be stewards of. And so if it's possible, I'd like to include in my list of my team, you know, the fairies, the unicorns, mm-hmm. the bees, the butterflies, trees, flowers, animals, besides just the dolphins, you know. You know they're cute and everything, but I'd like to have on my team the rest of the nature kingdoms that
yeah.
I don't know how that will work. But
Yes, that is. That's perfectly fine. There lies anything that you can see in the world and in your imagination, you can have as part of your team. There really is no limit.
Okay, so I'll add the elements too: earth, water, fire, wind. You know, the movie Avatar, you know, the little children's series.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you have earthbender, airbender, firebender.
Yeah.
Like, hey. So I'll add them too.
Yeah. This is all about bringing more harmony and balance into your life. And so, you know, having the balance of the earth and the air and the water and the fire, that's all part of that balance.
Right, because if wherever I go and if there's a drought, I can call upon the rain. Hey, that would be pretty cool, don't you think?
Yeah.
Or if there's a flood, we can call for the water to not be destructive, but, you know, to do what it needs to do in a different way, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Co-creation at its best.
Exactly. And remember, all things are possible. So don't limit yourself. Any other questions, comments?
Mm-mm. Can you just generalize and say, like, to bring in whatever would be for your highest and greatest good that would not cover everything?
Mm-hmm. That is part of my intentions, that my team does whatever is for my highest good. And
I
they
mean,
do.
Be like, yeah, I mean, like, to instead of, like, being so specific down to every single everything and naming 25 things, could you just say, in general, to bring in the highest and greatest good, if it's elements, if it's fairies, if it's gnomes, if it's anything, you know, for them just to take care of whatever it is and for them to come forward?
Well, yeah, when you're setting up your team, you can just ask for whoever is for your highest good. You can also get specific, you know, find out if there's a particular angels or groups of angels that deal with a particular issue, and you can ask that group to be a part of your team. Or you can specify that if there is a group that deals with this issue, please come and join me. And you don't actually have to go and find the name of the group.
Yeah.
You say you have to find the name of the group?
No, you don't.
You don't. Okay, you can just say generalize it then.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Hey, Barbara, it's kind of like an angelic meetup. You know, you have meetups.
Yeah, that is.
Well, it's kind of like an angel meetup.
Yes, it is. And we already have our own teams that work with us on a regular basis. So you're just, you know, asking for more supporting members for that team. So they're going to bring you whatever is right for you. And it's interesting when you're working with your groups. Like one of the things in my goals was to have a relationship. I had a very clear idea of exactly what that relationship was going to look like, what the other person in that relationship was going to look like. I had a picture in mind, and I told them this is what I wanted. And they told me, that's not what you're going to get.
Great.
And I said, but this is what I want. So bring this to me.
Did they?
And we went back and forth for a while, and they said, be a little more open-minded.
Yeah.
So I said, fine. I'm going to be open-minded. I'm going to show you that I can be the bigger person. And that really was kind of my attitude. I started being more open-minded. They started bringing other people that would not have fit my list.
Yep.
And the person that I've ended up with would not have been on my list, but I wouldn't change a thing about him. So they were right. I'm glad I listened.
Okay, you reminded me, Barbara Grace, that maybe another codicil we need to add, besides whatever is for my highest good, is to say this or something better.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. That's always a good thing to add.
Is that, like the lawyers say, is a codicil, right? Or is it a loophole? Escape clause.
And you might want to ask them to help you to release your expectations and assumptions or your rules and regulations about what it is you think you are creating so that you can actually have this or something better.
So that's kind of like when you pray and you say, thy will be done, not my own, because usually I make the bad mistakes and they can make the better ones, the better decisions for me.
Well, if you are not making mistakes, stop thinking of yourself as making mistakes. You are actually doing what you think is the best thing to do in every single moment. So none of it is a mistake. It's all part of the learning process. And it's when we learn from what we've experienced that we are actually improving our lives, improving the world. But if we keep thinking, I'm such a screw-up, I'm always making mistakes, we're not learning because we're too busy judging.
I'm always saying, God's will be done, not my own. And whatever you think is for my highest good, then please do that for me because I really don't even know what's for my highest good at this point.
But see, the will of God is that you be magnificent, happy, abundant, mm-hmm. joyful, loving, all those things that you already are. That's what God wants for you. And God doesn't have a problem with you actually asking for that.
Okay, so I know what to ask for, to help them to release illusions of that stand in my way of being whatever, all the things you said, magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, all those multiple things.
Right. I think there's a parable or a metaphor. Someone was saying like an earthen statue of a Buddha, and one time somebody washed it and washed it and washed it and found out it was covering a golden statue within. They just covered it with mud to prevent the robbers from going making off with it.
Yeah.
So I want the mud to be washed away, so I want the golden me will shine forth.
And it's there in each and every one of us, so there's absolutely no reason why we can't be the magnificent golden beaming light that we actually are.
And what are we going to talk about for the next three classes, Barbara Grace? I think... We're getting into the heart of the matter right here, right? The shining, magnificent, wonderful person.
Well, see, this time we're looking at the spirituality of us and our lives and all of that. Next time I think it's money and then it's relationships and then it's health. So trust me, there are issues enough in each of those categories to fill the time. We will not run out.
Never. Boy, I must have a lot of mud in the way.
Well, look at it this way. The whole world is kind of made of mud. So, yeah, there's plenty of mud for everybody. Okay, so any other questions about your intentions, your objectives, your duties, your teams? Okay.
Oh, actually, I have one. Each team then should be or can be different for each activity, each heading. Yeah?
Yes, it can be.
Okay.
And you may have some that are in every team.
Yeah.
And so every morning, you know, you would get up and you would have a staff meeting.
Uh-huh.
And the beautiful thing about it is that you don't have to provide a refreshment. Or chairs, and you just call in your team or your teams and talk to them like you would if they were people. tell them what you want to achieve that day. One thing you can try is making two different lists. One is a list of the things that you are going to do, and the other is a list of the things that you would like for them to do. It helps if you actually have specific goals. So let's say your goal was to, I'm trying to think of a spirituality goal. Let's say your goal.
Kind of thing. You don't say you have a vision board. Is this kind of along those lines?
Well, it's a little different. You can have vision boards, too. That's absolutely fine. But let's say your goal was to have a deeper connection with your guidance, with God, with the angels, with whomever it is you wanted to have a deeper connection with them. And so you would look at that goal. You would have in writing why you want to have that. Because it's important for you to know really why it is you want to do anything. Also, you want to list what benefit that goal has for you, what benefit it has for the community, and what benefit it has for the world. Because even though we're working on you, this has far-reaching effects. That way they know the scope of what it is that you're dealing with, and so do you. So then you're not just thinking, oh, well, I want to have $1 million because I just want to sit on the Riviera and watch people, you know, do whatever they do on the Riviera. I have no idea what they do.
What is wrong with that? Oh, I get it.
What's the benefit for the community for you doing that? What's the benefit for the world? Now, you can come up with benefits, I mean, because you're going to be sitting there, you're going to be spending money, you're going to be assisting the economy there, you're going to be allowing your beautiful love and light to radiate out to all those people that you're watching, so they are going to feel that love and that beauty from you, and it's going to make their lives better. You see, you can actually come up with something that's beneficial,
yeah.
Even if it is, you know, I'm just going to sit here and watch people. But you actually want to put that down, to write that down, to show that you really are looking at the bigger picture as well as the little picture. Because
okay, but I don't have to do this for every day, right? I just do it once, and then every day would be the test that would fulfill the bigger picture.
Right, or you could have a goal for the week or a goal for the month and just, or a goal for the year and just know the specifics for that goal.
And we do this
because it gives them more information about what it is they're helping you to create.
Well, in real life at work, we only have a staff meeting once a week. And then during the rest of the week, you know, the rest of us are given, you know, we're senior enough that we know what we need to do and what we're inspired to do. So there's no need to meet more than once a week. And then we regroup after a week to see how much we've accomplished since last week. And then for me personally, during the day, every day, I would just pray to the angels to help me to align my will with God's will and then to give me inspiration to do what is mine to do. For that day, and so I don't know if that's in line with what you why you were suggesting that we have a staff meeting with them every morning.
Well, I like for you to start out with something every morning, and really it's so that you can ask for the inspiration and write down whatever comes to you.
Oh, okay.
And that way you have an idea of what steps you are inspired to take for that day.
Okay, so I don't just need to make up a list before the staff meeting. I can have it come to me as part of the inspiration to give.
Well, as long as you have the goals and you know what it is you're working towards, then no, you don't actually have to have a to-do list every day, unless you're one of those people that has to have a to-do list every day, in which case, go ahead. But you can ask for inspiration every day, And in your little notebook that you set up, or however you do it, you can put a section that says results. And then you can write down the results as you notice them.
Okay.
Sorry, I was reading some results in my book. Okay. And sometimes even in my results, I would write things that I have become aware of that I needed to let go of. Because that really is a result of what I've asked them for, because they're supposed to be bringing me clarity about what I need to release. And so if I have an idea about what I need to release, that is a result. So your results can look like many different things. So instead of results, you can just call it what's different. And just put down what you've noticed that's different, what you feel that's different, what you see that's different, what you experience that's different. Because all of that is coming about because of changes in you. Now, you can also write down objectives or goals for your life. You know, what do you want about your whole life to be different? Not just in the areas that you have teens, but overall.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you really want to accomplish? What are you here for? So you can explore anything that you want to with your teens. And they will bring you all kinds of insights, knowledge, inspiration, releases, whatever it is that you need so that you can become that beautiful, incredible, magnificent, loving, abundant being that God wants you to be. And then you are living the will of God. Okay, does someone have a problem with the words, the will of God?
No. No.
No.
No.
Okay.
But I usually use the word divine will.
Okay.
I just seem to have a lot of headaches. I know that's great and ambitious, but I know going forward, that's a lot of meetings every morning. It's like eight meetings, right? I have eight headaches thinking about areas.
Oh, you can meet with all of them at once.
Oh, cool. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you don't
okay.
have to have eight separate meetings. No, no. You can have everybody in there. That's okay.
Oh. So with together, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good clarification. Thank you, whoever brought it up.
Yeah.
And the meeting doesn't have to last a long time. I'd say probably about 5 minutes. Makes sense.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not like meeting with people, and those meetings go on for hours and hours because some people never know when to shut up. Angels always know exactly when to shut up.
Yeah. Sometimes it feels they don't stay long enough. They have their own time. Yeah.
Okay. So they want us to do some clearing work. And there's some other stuff in there, too. Alrighty. Any other questions?
Yeah, I sent you a couple of issues, and right now I can't think of single one. So either you have cleared them already, or I'm just not I'm just so focused on the now moment, I don't have a question.
Part of it was, actually, we did work on part of it when we were talking about the message from Robin Williams.
Yes.
That was part of the stuff that you were having issues with.
Right. The other part was stuff that happened at work, where I don't think it has been resolved, but right now I can't think of it, which is really odd.
We will see what they're going to do in this meditation, because I just keep hearing meditation, meditation, meditation. So we're going to do a meditation, I think. Okay, so first we are now activating the Infinity Healing Energy, and if you would like to receive it, say yes.
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 Just take a nice deep breath. Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing any false beliefs about what is and is not possible when you are working with divine beings? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing to clear everything in the way of you receiving the maximum during today's class? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
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 And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing to clear all that is in the way of you releasing the maximum during today's class? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And do that deep breath. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing any false beliefs that say if you have a deeper connection with your soul or higher self, then you, the identity of you, will cease to exist? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing any false beliefs that you should be afraid of the will of God? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing any false beliefs that say having teams of angels is going to be way too complicated, way too time-consuming, you are not going to be able to do this, there is just not enough time in the day to list all of the things that you need to list, your life is so screwed up, you just cannot do this? If so, say
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing any false beliefs which are saying, why am I taking on more? I already have too much to do in my life. I don't need to take on more. If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. Okay. And would you like an infinity healing for completely and totally releasing the false belief that hiring a team of angels and working with them is going to mean more work for you? If so,
yeah.
Say yes.
Yeah.
Three nice deep breaths. Okay, is anybody coming up with any objections within themselves about doing this?
No.
No.
None.
Wonderful. That's just so easy. Okay. So we're going to do the meditation now. So I'm going to put it in lecture mode so then other people's noises won't distract you. And then when I finish the meditation, I will And when we finish the meditation, I will take it out of lecture mode. You should be so proud of me, I remembered to unmute myself. Okay. So take a couple of nice deep breaths. And just sit back and relax. And if you want to close your eyes, that's okay. Unless you're driving, in which case, don't close your eyes. And so imagine that you are walking into this beautiful meadow. And this meadow is filled with all kinds of wildflowers, all different colors. And there are bumblebees and dragonflies and fairies and birds and hummingbirds. There's even a few little gnomes running throughout the field. And the breeze is blowing gently. The sun is shining. It's just a perfect day. Perfect temperature. Perfect everything. And just walk through the meadow. And as you reach the other side of the meadow, you notice that there's a little babbling brook running next to the meadow. And there's this clear spot right there by the brook with this grass that looks just like a big green cushion. It's so inviting. And I want you to go over and just lay down there by the brook. And you can hear the water gurgling in the background. And you can smell the scents of all those flowers. And feel the breeze. But you just relax. And you just let your body settle in. Just being totally in the moment. Any thoughts running through your mind are just drifting away. You're safe. You're protected. It's okay for you to just be here. Nothing else you need to do. No place else you need to go. This is your time for you. And as you are lying there on that beautiful cushion of grass, you see angels coming down from the heavens. And some of the angels are holding things in their arms. And so the angels are landing around you. And one of the angels steps up. And in her hand, she's holding They actually look like stone tablets, like the Ten Commandments were carved into, but they're much smaller and much lighter. And she's smiling. And she's giving this to you, and this is actually a contract that you are making with the angels and whatever divine beings you want to be on your team. This is a contract that states that they will be there for you. That they will do whatever is for your highest good. That they will help you to create a life that is even more magnificent than you have ever imagined, if you will simply allow. And so this contrast is letting you know that they are there for you. And that there's nothing that is going to take precedence over the work that they do with you. And you can feel the love radiating from this contract. And so just take the tablets into your hands and lay them over your heart. And as you breathe in, you feel the tablets just going within you, going to that sacred place, so that they will be there with you forever. Because the only time that these angels will ever desert you, if you actually ask them to go. And just breathe in that sense of peace, that sense of love that this is bringing in you. And so that angel is stepping back, and another angel is stepping forward. And this angel is holding a rose. And you are each getting a rose that is the perfect color for you. So reach out and accept your rose. And this is a rose that's not a bud, because it's got a little more bloom on it than just a bud, but it's not fully bloomed either. This is a rose filled with potential. And it's a symbol of you, of who you are now, of all that you can become. And this is how they see you. You are this beautiful work in progress. You're already beautiful. And the only thing you can do is become more beautiful. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. And they want you to accept this rose. And when you do, you are accepting yourself. You are accepting yourself exactly as you are. Even the things about you that you don't particularly like, by accepting this rose, you are accepting those things as well. You are basically removing all of the negativity that you feel about you. And instead, there's love. So if you are willing to accept yourself, lay the rose across your heart and allow it to go within to that sacred chamber. You can just feel it as it moves and melts into your body. And just take a nice deep breath. And now that angel is stepping back, and another angel is stepping forward. And this angel is holding a key. This is the key to your life, the key to your future, the key to opening the doors to limitless possibilities. This is the key to everything you ever desired. So when you're ready, reach out and take your key. And you can look at the key and see the beautiful scroll work and designs on the key. Some of your key have precious gems inlaid into the key. And it doesn't matter what size your key is or what your key is made of or any of those things. They're not important. This is your key. And if you are ready to allow yourself to live a life filled with infinite possibilities, place the key on your heart and allow it to be absorbed and to go into your sacred chamber. And just take a nice deep breath. And now this angel is stepping back. And the last angel is stepping forward. And this angel has a book and a pen. And this is your book. Your book for writing what it is you really want. Your desires for your life, who it is you want to be, what it is you want to know, any gifts you want to be able to use to assist the world in becoming a better place. This is like your own private little journal for you to hold in your heart that no one else is going to see. And so you can write anything and everything that you want to write because it's just for you and your team. Oh, no. But you can't write anything that would upset them. So you're safe. And so take your book and your pen and lay them across your heart. And allow them to just go into your sacred space. And take a breath. And so by accepting these gifts from these angels, you have also been activating the infinity healing connected with each of those items to bring you into alignment with the truth that they represent and to clear out and release any false beliefs that might get in the way. And just let yourself take a couple of deep breaths. And accept that energy. And accept your new way of being. And now you can get up from beside the babbling brook. And stretch and look around and notice that the flowers are even more beautiful than they were before. And just start walking back across the meadow. And with each step, you are coming more and more back into yourself, more and more awake, moving your fingers and your toes, opening your eyes, stretching, drinking some water. Whatever it is you need. Okay. Everybody back?
Yes.
Okay, how do y'all feel?
Good.
Relaxed.
Yeah.
I didn't put anybody to sleep, did I?
No.
Almost.
No, not like I normally fall asleep during meditation, but not really.
Well, I spaced out for a few minutes when I got the book, so I forgot what the book is for.
The book is for you to write down what your heart's desires are.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Or anything else you want to write down. It's your book. You can draw pictures in it, whatever you want. Okay. So, they say you guys are ready now. So, any objections, any fears, any doubts, any worries, anything coming up?
Yes, it's interesting. When I was handed the rose, I was given a golden rose, kind of like in the Midas touch, when he touched anything that turns to gold. And I thought, okay, is this like a problem? Because a golden rose just doesn't have a smell, right? So, and then I thought, oh, the story we talked about right before meditation was about the Buddha being washed of all the mud. So maybe they're giving me a golden rose to say that things are going to be golden and they have the Midas touch and so forth. So I was like, oh, maybe that's the metaphor. So.
Well, I am hearing that the golden rose was still a living rose.
Oh, okay.
So just the fact that it was gold did not mean that it was not capable of blooming and growing and developing just like any other rose.
Right, so the fear that came up was, you know, the story from the Midas stories, you know, when you wish too much for gold and you touch, you know, things turn to gold and that may not be what you want. So that was the fear that came up. So thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, they're saying that's not it at all. You can just open the window and toss that fear out because that's not what they were saying.
Thank you.
Now they're showing me that golden rose, and that golden rose is actually alive. I can tell it's alive. You can smell it here. So you're safe. Okay.
Thanks.
So do you have a fear that money will... I'm seeing rigidity and all that kind of stuff associated with lots of money. Is that something in you?
Well, you know, I just realized as I was talking to you about the Midas touch, I think that's a fear that society programmed into us, that when you have the Midas touch that you could taint everything you love and things would not turn out well. So, yeah, I'd like to have an infinity healing to release that false belief, please.
Okay, so would everybody like to have an infinity healing to release the false belief that she just said?
I don't think I have that belief. I don't know. Do I? I don't think I have that.
Because
well, if you
I,
have
I
the infinity
would...
healing and it's not there, then it won't make a difference. But if it is there and you don't know about it, it will clear it out.
Okay.
So I would like to have the Midas touch.
So we're having an infinity healing to clear any and all negativity associated with the Midas touch or gold or being wealthy. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And what they're telling me is that gold is actually a living energy. It is not this cold, stale, hard thing that we might have been told that it is. It's a living energy. It's a growing energy. It's an energy of overflowing abundance. So would you like an infinity healing to accept the truth about gold? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, three nice deep breaths. Now they're telling me more about golden. This is not the money class, you guys. Okay. We will do it anyway. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting that you deserve gold? You deserve abundance. You deserve opportunities. You deserve magnificence. You deserve love. You deserve life. You deserve everything your heart desires. Not your brain, but your heart. If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing to release the known and unknown limitations that you have put on your life? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for clearing out those identities that you have been taught are you? Those identities that are not comfortable with having more. They're not comfortable with being happy. They're not comfortable with being loved. They're not comfortable with knowing that they have value and worth. And this infinity healing would clear out all of those identities that are not true for who you really are. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening up your crown chakra so that your connection with all of that divine energy is totally open, totally allowing, totally accepting? And this is also opening up your third eye and your throat chakra. And your heart, and your solar plexus. Actually, it's opening up all of your chakras. Okay, all the way down. Okay, so now it's opening up the chakras, going down through your legs, down through your arms, your hands, your feet. Oof. Got all this energy going throughout me. So if you would like an infinity healing, opening up all of your chakras, including the ones you have never even heard the name of, say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I want them open and balanced. I want them open and balanced.
Okay. They said the balancing is a natural part of the opening.
Okay. Thanks.
They're opening, balancing, clearing, adjusting. Giving them the right spin, emptying out the garbage bins. They're doing all of that. Okay, so some of you may feel off balance for a little while. Because you've been living off balance for so long and now you're in balance and it feels like you're off balance because you're used to not being in balance. I hope that made sense. Okay. So drink some water now if you have it. Yeah. Okay, how are you guys feeling?
Good.
Relaxed. Oh, relaxed.
That take the place of meditation for tonight?
Well, you did a meditation.
Yeah, I know. I usually meditate every night, so now I don't have to do it, right?
Well, you didn't have to do it before. That was your choice.
No. I like doing that, but usually every night I do like 2 hours of meditation. Now I'm thinking I don't have to do that now.
Why 2 hours?
It's usually how long it goes. I don't know. I go from one to the next to the next to the next. I play them on the YouTube thing.
Okay. And they're saying that if you want to, you can make it like 30 minutes instead of 2 hours, and you will still get the benefit.
Okay.
Because, you know, as you're working with your teams, you are actually increasing your connection with them. And so it, you won't need to go into the deep, deep state like you used to, or... And you won't have the blocks in the way of actually having that connection. So you're changing.
What happens when you fall asleep during meditation? I heard that that's not good, but it happens to me a lot.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
It doesn't cause any problems at all.
You're saying it doesn't really work unless you're not sleeping. But I don't believe that because it's going in your subconscious, right?
Well, when you're meditating, you're basically connecting with your guidance, your teams, whatever name you want to give them. And you are allowing yourself to accept whatever it is they want you to know. Well, the same thing happens when you fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's not a problem if you fall asleep during meditation, unless, of course, you were asking questions and looking for specific answers, and you fell asleep and didn't hear the answers, in which case they will tell you the answers again, so you will still get your answers. You just didn't get them through the meditation.
Okay.
Because there's no limit to how they can connect with you.
Do I have any blocks to receiving messages? Because one clear guidance is one of the things I put down on my list here, and I'd like to get, if I'm going to have a staff meeting with them every morning, I'd like to be able to hear them very clearly, please. I'm sure they can hear me.
Oh, yeah, they can hear you fine. Okay, let me see let's come off of that. Okay, would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you have blocks to hearing your guidance? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that each and every one of us is connected with God, the universe, our guidance, our teams, whomever it is that we imagine as being connected with us, they are connected with us, and there is absolutely nothing in between us and them. There is no separation. There is no wall. There is no possibility of putting anything between us because we are one. If so, say yes.
Yeah, yes.
And three nice deep breaths. So one of the interesting things that happened to me today is that I have these twice a month calls that I'm on with the guy who taught the infinity healing. And I had been, on some level, kind of pissed off at him because I felt that he wasn't there to answer questions. You know, he would teach us things, and then just that's it. And so today on the call, he says, this is a question and answer call. If you have any questions, just let me know. And I was not going to ask questions, even though I had questions that I wanted answers to. And so he tells people to type in the answers. And I mean, the questions, and so I typed in a question. And he's like, well, talk to me, you know, raise your hand so we can talk and work on this. So I raised my hand. I didn't want to do this, but I did it because they kept saying, do it. So I did it. And this was a one-hour call. And there's usually like 15, 16 people or more on this call. I was the only person with a question. So he spent the whole hour working with me. Now, if you had asked me whether or not I believed that this was possible, I would have told you no. I would have given you 60 million reasons why he would never, ever do this. But I had also asked my guidance to make this possible. And so even while they were making it possible, I was still, you know, had that little bit of belief saying that this is not possible. Don't bet anything on this. So we really are the ones that stand in our own way. Because that call was not supposed to be possible in my mind, but in my heart, it was. And it made a huge difference for me. And it opened me up to trusting even more than I was already trusting. So whatever you are asking your guidance for, they are going to bring it to you. Now, whether or not you are willing to accept it, that is up to you. And I'm not sure why I was supposed to tell you guys that, but I told you. So, is it bringing up anything in anybody?
I think that we can't overanalyze or overthink these things. Sometimes we, if that happens, and we kind of, that's the block in itself, overthinking, overanalyzing this whole process, when we just need to flow with it.
Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you are supposed to overanalyze, overthink, to logically have an answer for everything under the sun, and to only allow what your logic mind tells you is possible to actually come into your life? If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that your heart is your connection to all of the wisdom that the universe holds, that God holds, that all of the divine beings hold? And so every answer that you ever looked for is within you. You have access. There is nothing to keep you from that knowledge except your belief that you can't get it. If so, say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the beliefs that say that you do not have the proper access card to get information from your heart? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay. Anything else come up?
Yeah, I just want to thank you for sharing that experience that you had today, because sometimes I think when we share our experience, others can learn without having to go through it themselves, or it may illuminate someone else's question. So thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. for some reason, you and your job popped into my mind, but I'm not really sure what it is I'm supposed to say about it. Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that the way things are now is determined by the way they've been in the past? And if in the past things have not worked, then in the present things cannot work because of the connection between the two. If so, say yes.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that the second you change your thoughts, you change your beliefs, you change your patterns, you change any part of your life, then everything changes in that second. And it is not ever determined by the past. If so, say yes.
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 And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that even if someone in your life is a complete and utter asshole, the moment you accept the fact that they are an asshole, they will stay an asshole, they will always be an asshole, and you're okay with assholes, you actually are giving them permission to release the need to be an asshole, and you can actually change your whole belief about those people. If so, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
This is hysterical.
Yes.
Oh, and free breath.
By the assholes. See ya.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay,
let's not
move
that to my job either.
Well, you know, sometimes you're just required to work with those assholes. What can I say?
That was good, Barbara.
That was an excellent one. Yes.
That was like my favorite part.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so now I want you to check in with your body. And I want you to see if there's any part of you that feels out of sorts, tense, less than absolutely wonderful. And if there is, I want you to see yourself going into the sacred place. For some people, it's in their heart. For some people, it's a little below their heart. For some people, it's a little behind their heart. Wherever your sacred place is, I want you to see yourself going in there. And once you get in there, I want you to invite in all of those parts of you that don't feel absolutely wonderful. And it may just be little bits and pieces that you see floating into the room or the space or whatever your sacred place looks like, coming in there with you. And just see them all gathering. And now see this beautiful pink mist, this pure, unconditional love that is surrounding all those bits and pieces of you that don't feel completely happy. And they are saturating with love, pure love. And you can feel all of the tension just draining out. Any of that old resistance is just going away. Some of them you can see sparkles are coming up off of them and floating away. And you can just feel that transition. You can see it. Some of you may be getting smells out of this, and that's absolutely fine. You are getting whatever you need. And as those bits and pieces of you that were feeling uncomfortable are being saturated with that love, and releasing whatever it is they were holding on to. When they are cleared of all that old energy, and they are now going back into you, into where they came from. And they are just fitting in there perfectly. You're so relaxed, so comfortable.
Yeah.
And just take a deep breath. And come on back to now. And the infinity healing energy will continue to work with those bits and pieces until whatever needs to be resolved is resolved if it hasn't been resolved already. So take a nice deep breath. And let it go. Okay, now how do you guys feel?
Good.
Great.
Wonderful. So is there anything else coming up for anybody?
I've had a terrible headache for 2 days. So it won't go away.
And you didn't have bits and pieces of the pain in your head going into your sacred space?
I did, but that's still, it has to do with, the stuff that's wrong with my brain, but it's very painful the last 2 days.
Okay, let's see what they want to do with that.
It's just, I talked to DC today and she gave me Reiki, but it's still there.
So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you are supposed to be in pain?
Yeah.
So yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are creating everything you are experiencing? And when you are feeling pain, this is something that you are creating because for some reason you are choosing to create pain. And so in any moment you can choose to release pain because that is your creation as well. If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing all of the false beliefs that say that you don't deserve to live without pain? That there are things that you have done that were wrong, and this pain is part of your punishment. If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Okay, three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that it is the will of God that you have pain? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you deserve to be healthy, 100% healthy, and pain-free? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay. Well, now I feel a squiggle in your head. Are you feeling a squiggle in your head? No idea what a squiggle is, but that's what I feel.
In my head? It's in the back of my head right now.
It's going up from the base of your...
Yep. In the back. The neck up the back of the head right now. And then actually in the front of my head as well. The tumors are all over my brain.
They're doing something in there right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So they say, just relax, drink some water, let them work. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, well, apparently I've gotten everyone to the point where you're ready to sleep, so our time is up. Apparently I was pushing buttons and didn't know it. The woman started talking, and I'm like, I didn't turn you on. Okay, so let's do the stuff to finalize all of this. So are you willing to allow the divine creator to deepen these infinity healings and take them to their infinite next levels and share them with all of our relatives, siblings, children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, inner child, parents, ancestors, spouses, significant others, in all lives, in all spaces, in all times, and in all dimensions? If so, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And are you willing to allow the divine creator to include in this infinity healing more than what we know to ask for, so we can experience infinitely greater than we ever expected, knowing that it will be whatever is for our highest good? If so, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And a nice deep breath. And are you willing to have all of these infinity healings to be placed on autopilot with infinite grace and ease? This energy will continue to run through you until all of the core issues are transformed and replaced with whatever is for your highest good. So say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And are you willing to just let everything go and allow God to do God's work and trust that you will receive and easily follow inspired actions as your mind becomes more and more and more and more saturated with love? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And a nice deep breath. And so our next class is on money. So I want you to pick a money goal and do that write-up saying why it is you want this, how it's going to benefit you and the community and the world, and inspired actions that you can take to achieve this money goal. And then you're going to share that information on our next call. Okay, so we say to God, the divine creator of all, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And now breathe.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, Barbara. Yes, thank you, Barbara, so much.
You are welcome, and I will talk to you next week, same time, same. Yeah, I wanted to say same bat time, same bat.
I know.
Same age. The same number and pin.
It will be the same number and pin, and I will send you guys a reminder. Hopefully I will send it to you on Tuesday. Hey, maybe that'll be one of my goals, to actually get the reminders out a day ahead of time. And if you have any questions, you know, send me an email, talk to me on Facebook, connect to the group, whatever you need.
We can start meeting with our team as of tomorrow, even on money, right? So that we don't have to
wait
until
then. Yes, you can start working with them. You can start tonight if you want to.
I feel like I should be on the dispatch calling all angels, report.
You realize there's a whole lot of angels standing there saluting now because you were doing calling all angels. They're ready.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later. Love you guys.
Okay, everybody. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.